If I could get back all of the hours, days, and weeks I have spent building my tech stack, I would probably get a month's worth of work time back. I know it's crazy, but being a tech nerd is tough sometimes. I really like checking out the new shiny things, and it's really been beneficial to me. But in this week's episode, I'm gonna give you my 9 tools that I swear by for community building. Let's dive in.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Community Lab, where passion intertwines with purpose and profit. We're not merely weaving tales of hobbies becoming side gigs here. We're about crafting endeavors that deeply resonate and reward. Whether you're creating courses, guiding lives, or kickstarting a podcast journey, let's elevate together from being zealous dreamers to standout community leaders. Explore the balance between passion and profitability as we unwrap the tools and tactics we use to create, maintain, and grow our own profitable community. So, what's our pledge to you? To guide you from mere daydreaming to creating a vision that's both successful and meaningful, fostering authentic ties in a close-knit community. If you're fueled by passion, eyeing a new prosperous path, and curious about making community a pillar of your success, the Community Lab awaits. Join us and let's turn those visions into profitable ventures.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Community Lab podcast. I'm your host, Rachel. Okay, friends, this week we are going to peel back the curtain and I'm going to show you the tools that I swear by for community building. I've been building communities for over 6 years for various clients, and I have tried them all. These are my 9 go-tos. Number 1, Circle. I've played around with several different options outside of the Circle platform, including the Mighty and Better Mode. And as far as price point and functionality, Circle gets my vote. I love Circle because it's modern. I like it because of the key features of being able to facilitate community in an easy way. But most importantly, I love that it's a baby company and that they're constantly evolving. And their roadmap is really that, a roadmap to success for us as community builders. I love that they take community feedback and they really go after those tools and features that we want within the community. Now, integration-wise, there's definitely some room for improvement. And we'll talk about one of the tools I use to help get myself over some of those hurdles. But for the best bang for the buck, Circle is by far my go-to tool. If you're not already familiar with Circle, it's a way to facilitate you as a content creator, a podcast host, whatever it may be, a coach. It allows you to take that base, that community that you're already hosting, possibly on Facebook or Instagram, and bring them in-house. Bring them into your own little nook and be able to speak to them. There's so many different ways we can build community, and there's already some episodes of the podcast to listen to about that. But number one item in my tech toolkit is Circle. Now, number 2, Canva. Canva is the best tool for someone who isn't necessarily a graphic designer, or even if you are like myself. When Canva came onto the scene years and years ago, I was one of the first people to get my hands on it. I remember signing up to become one of their very first users and being on a wait list and being pumped when we got access. Canva has helped not just my own business, but so thousands upon thousands of people be able to create some really stunning visuals. And as a visual person, Canva really makes my heart sing. If you're not familiar with Canva, Canva is a drag and drop program. There's tons of templates and options to help you along the way to create all those pesky graphics.
So when you're starting to build out your spaces within Circle and you have to make that specific size graphic that fits into that container, head over to Canva. Or you're building out your next slide deck for the next course or workbook, or you're looking to create podcast art, social media posts, Canva's my go-to. I love how user-friendly Canva is. It really does make things simple. And if you're looking for templates to use in Circle, head into the Community Lab. We have some in our free space. We have some on our website. And we also have some in the Inner Circle. And we drop fresh Canva templates all the time to help Circle community builders. If you don't already have Canva in your tool stack, I highly recommend getting it. Now, next up is my email marketing favorite, and that's Flowdesk. If you haven't already heard me talking about it on other episodes, have you even been listening? I'm just kidding. I love Flowdesk. It has a great price point. You can get started relatively quickly. And again, these tools are great for those who are highly tech savvy and for others who just aren't. Flowdesk is my email marketing go-to. I use it for every one of my clients, with the exception of one who has a really robust list. And that is the only caveat I don't love about Flowdesk. Now, it's, again, a baby company. And because they're newer to the scene, they actually have come a long ways from infancy. I was, again, an early adapter to Flowdesk. One of the key components that I feel is missing in Flowdesk are some of those integrations. And so I have a client who has a huge newsletter list, and she needs specific integrations that just don't work with Flowdesk. And because programs like MailChimp do, we're able to host her newsletter list there. Now, that being said, MailChimp also has a price point that matches all those robust features. So you can't really kick Flowdesk because their price point is still relatively inexpensive, even now that they're out of beta. And I still, 9 times out of 10, would recommend it to any community builder. If we go back and we talk about Circle, and one of those gaps that they have within the platform is that being able to communicate with my community outside of just being in the platform. Sure, there are email notifications, but they're lacking that branding that's so important in community building. And that's where Flowdesk really puts a band-aid on that hiccup. So those are my top three go-tos when I start talking with any client about community building. Are you using a platform already? And if not, let's look at Circle. Let's talk about Canva. If you're not already using it, most everybody is using it in some respects as a small business owner. And email marketing number three, Flowdesk. Now, this next one can kind of ebb and flow for me. I built the Community Lab website on Showit. I utilize Showit for the majority of my clients, but I also use Squarespace as well. I really love Showit because of the versatility that it has. It also has a really awesome component that it utilizes WordPress for its blogs. So you kind of get the best of both worlds without having to be a true coder. Now, when I say I designed the Community Lab website, what I mean by that is I actually bought a template from a site called Tonic. Now, if you're looking to really up-level your game and build a truly beautiful website, I highly recommend heading over to Tonic. Now, the issue with Tonic for me and for a lot of other clients that I work with is that the price point to get started with one of their templates is quite high. I think like some of the lower end ones are maybe $1,200. And I definitely paid on the higher end to get a sales page and some other items that I wanted. It's well worth it, though, for me, because the amount of time it would have taken me to truly design my own website from ground up far would have exceeded the amount of time that it took me to build it utilizing a template. Now, there are lots of places to purchase templates from, and Showit offers some templates for free within their platform. It's one of those you can choose your budget areas. And while I went on the higher end of the budget, I've also been around the block with Show It for quite a few years. And I felt that spending time and building out my own website just wasn't in my roadmap for the year. And when I look at building out websites for other clients, it's pretty rare that I do that anymore. But if I was going to, I would be looking at a Show It template from Tonic as a starting point. Show It for my website and my landing pages. You'll notice that another gap that I see within the Circle platform is their sales page, or shall I call it their lock screen. It's not great. We've come up with a really good workaround utilizing Canva and creating a lock screen template that really gives us more of that on-brand look, but it's still not great. It's still clunky, and there's not real true customization in there. And to get around that, we highly recommend building full landing pages on a website. I know a lot of clients like to utilize something like lead pages, but again, pigeonholed into the look and feel and getting it to truly match your branding. And I will 100% recommend that you get off of something like lead pages and you build a true website of your own that you control and build those static landing pages on your website. It just constantly helps with that SEO and that movement up the algorithm to have your website be seen more. And what a better place to send someone than your website so that they can perhaps find themselves in a rabbit hole of other information they want to consume. So again, Show It for website design and landing pages. Now, this next tool, I've been utilizing a couple of different styled stock libraries for over a decade. And these two in particular are my faves. But keep in mind, I predominantly work with women in small business. And so these wouldn't necessarily translate into a male heavy market. And these are styled stock libraries that I love, and they are Hootstock and previously known as Social Squares, but now known as Elevate. They both offer fantastic imagery. Relatively low cost. These two in particular offer different Canva templates actually as well, social media templates. They both have stock video, which you'll see on my website. I've used stock video from stock on my own website, and it's just my go-to. It's beautiful. It allows me to cultivate that look and feel that I want within my business, and I couldn't recommend them anymore. Now, number six is got a learning curve to it, but it's ClickUp. And if you aren't managing your community in an organized way from the start, stop everything. You need to get organized because you're going to end up in a spot where your growth will get halted from your disorganization. And that's why I love ClickUp. I've been using ClickUp for years. Again, these are all items that I've had a touch point with, some over a decade, but ClickUp is a little newer to me. I think I've only been using it for maybe 3 years now. I had previously used Asana and I made the switch to ClickUp. I love ClickUp because it's versatile. I'm able to set up different spaces within. And at the end of the day, it allows me a place to organize everything that's in my community. So all of my content, all of my posts, all of my videos, all of my courses, I keep everything organized within ClickUp. And it also allows my team and I to stay on track of tasks. So when it's time to edit this podcast episode, that goes over to our editing team and they know that this recording's ready and it's time to go. And we do all that internally within ClickUp. Now, ClickUp can feel a little overwhelming when you first get started with it. I'm not going to lie, but it's worth the time and energy to really get yourself organized. And I do that with ClickUp. Now, number seven is sort of a tech stack item that I highly recommend for podcasters, but really anybody, to be honest. And it's called Descript. And what Descript is it really eliminates that roadblock that can happen when it comes time to look at video and audio editing. Our team uses Descript to edit all of our videos, our clients' videos, as well as all the podcasts that we produce. We produce 6 different podcasts now a week, and Descript is our secret weapon. Descript is a way for you to use a script and make edits. It also includes audio, fun sounds you can add in. You can make the audio better and give studio audio to your sound so that if you have some of those pesky tech issues with getting the best microphone, you can sugarcoat those using Descript. Now, Descript recently, like in the past 6 months, also bought up a company called Squadcast. And Squadcast is what we use to record all of our podcast episodes and those when we have a guest. And Squadcast is a podcaster's dream when it comes to eliminating that Zoom issue. When you're done with your editing, you can just simply send your files over to Descript and start editing them. Also, one of the key features of Descript and how I found them was that it instantly creates a transcript for you. And with one client I was working with, it was really important that we had that transcript in place, a full transcript. And this is a tool I found to do that. And in the midst of all that research, I realized Descript made producing podcasts so much quicker. I love Descript. And if you're looking at adding audio or video files to anything you're doing, I highly recommend heading over and checking it out. Now, number 8 is it's in my tech stack and it's my go-to, but it might not be for everyone. I don't actually utilize the payment gateways that are included with Circle. I utilize MemberSpace and their integration with Circle. MemberSpace has an integration with Circle, so key component, obviously, perfection as far as that goes. But the way the Community Lab is structured is that we have a landing page on our website, and all free members can go to that dashboard once they've signed up and they can access the community and various other information we want to share with them. But in addition to that, we have our pay community behind a gateway utilizing MemberSpace on a separate landing page that's again hosted on our website. That then triggers and gives them additional access to additional spaces inside of Circle. We manage our entire membership with MemberSpace. Now, MemberSpace came on my radar more recently when I was looking for an alternative to the Circle payment gateways. Again, another gap in the software of Circle is that checkout feature. And I wanted a different checkout experience. And I also don't love that there isn't a dashboard when I land into Circle. I want to know something outside of the home, and I want to be able to add some additional information there. That way I can make sure that my members aren't missing anything. And so this is where MemberSpace came to be. I can manage all of my different payment tiers and simply add and subtract what I want to be part of each type of tier. MemberSpace is our go-to for management of membership, but I would say this is expert level if you're going to look at a tech stack item. And then last but not least is Zapper. And I have very little experience with Zapper. I've been able to stumble my way through and set up quite a few zaps for various things, but I know the sky is the limit with Zapper. However, again, there's costs associated with it. And so I try to do as much as I can without having to add another tool. But for Circle, not having that email capacity has really been an issue for me and for my clients. And so one of the first apps I set up for anybody we work with is to send new members in to an email provider. For most of them, Flowdesk. And that triggers that welcome nurturing series that I can't begin to say, you've got to have one in place. This is how community is built, by welcoming them and nurturing them from day one. And that's what we use Zapper for. Now, we use it for other things within the business. I have a client that we recently set up an entire series to create ticketed events, basically utilizing Zapper and Circle. And hopefully that's going to go away like very soon and we'll have ticketed events within Circle. But nonetheless, Zapper is king for being able to integrate softwares together. Okay, friends, these are my top nine. I'm going to go through them one more time with you just so you have it. Number one, Circle for community building. Number two, Canva for graphic design. Three, Flowdesk email marketing. Four, Showit website design landing pages. Five, get yourself a styled stock library subscription, however that might look. I don't think I mentioned earlier, but I also subscribe to Adobe Stock for videos and images that don't fall into that feminine, modern imagery that the two I recommended do. Number six, ClickUp organization, keeping the business flowing. I should do a whole episode. We actually manage our tech support utilizing ClickUp. We host our roadmap using ClickUp. There's so much you can do. But again, ClickUp definitely falls in the expert level area. Descript for podcasters, course creators, anybody who needs to edit audio, video, and is new to it, it kind of has the easiest learning curve to it. And on top of that, if you're more expert editor, it really helps streamline some of those easy processes that we have to do all the time. Number eight, member space. Again, expert level tech stack item here. But if you're looking for an alternative to manage your membership, or if your membership is more than just a Circle subscription, I highly recommend looking at member space. And number nine, Zapper. I'm sure you've all heard of it, but again, I know it has so much more capability than what I use it for. We just scratched the surface, but it is a go-to tech stack tool for us. Okay, friends, I hope opening up the tool chest today helps you get some ideas of ways that you can bring in some different tech to help build out your community. I look forward to hearing what your tech stack is. If you're not already a member of the Community Lab, please pop in. We're going to have a whole lot of conversation about what everyone's using for tech stack. And that way we can work together and see if there are alternatives that we're missing. Okay, friends, we will see you next week. Same time, same place. Take care. Bye.